31st of May. Refreshed or flinching into the mid-afternoon rain, this is the choice of right now. Hunched, while waiting, I'm reminded to stand upright, to remove my misting glasses, my damp leather shoes, open my chest and breathe into this ponderous dank odour, these re-infused leaves, these sweet perfumes. Toes rehydrating within the green and the softening transformation of sun-drenched cracks. Wetness is earthed and electric. As rain jumps upwards from this steaming man-made lake of Tetley Tea, as my shirt darkens to mimic the flagstones, wooden benches silently sponge and seagulls swirl upon speeding wafts of invisible uppermost, weathermost, while at my side black shining ferns offer brushes of jazz percussion as they wrestle the drops to a smooth flow towards softer drips of reformation with the soil below. Children laugh as I imagine their fights and falls into the sporadic backdrop of insistent sirens and the sedate melanchonia of wood pigeon ponderings upon a spindle of branch within the tree-lined city centre refuge. And now, I smile, as beyond this rain, within and through this misting walkway, a familiar, if sunken, torso appears. I replace my heel within my shoe, first the left, and then, tottering slightly, the right. "You okay?" he asks. "Yes, great. You?" And so to the warmth of the hermetically sealed room and to my next jumper-wearing, rain-denying client. And so to the dance, the anticipatory anxiety relaxed by recounting moments past. Relationship restored upon souls rehydrated within the connection of another 50-minute hour.